R1 CDES versus Plongish versus AIR. You read the Groth 16 paper and learn that a ZK circuit is a system of matrices called R1 CDES. Then you open the Halo 2 docs and the same circuit is a table of cells with custom gates. And somewhere in the Stark literature the same thing shows up as an execution trace with transition constraints. Three names, three layouts, and no tutorial bothers to point out that all three are doing the same job. That job is called arithmetization. You take a computation and rewrite it as polynomial equations. Because ZK provers do not run code, they evaluate polynomials. R1CS, Plonkish, and AIR are three different answers to what those equations should look like, and this post writes Fibonacci in all three, side by side, in around 1200 lines of plain Rust with no proving libraries and no external dependencies. The repo is on GitHub at admsmo/r1csplonkishair. Fibonacci because it is boring, and a boring computation makes the differences between the arithmetizations obvious instead of hiding them behind complicated logic. The field everywhere is p equals 2 to the 31st minus 1, the Mersenne 31 prime used by Plonky 3 and primary in S2O, while SB1 ran on Baby Bear up to version 5 and switched to Koala Bear in version 6. R1CS. R1CS is the oldest of the three. You have three matrices, A, B, and C, and a witness vector called Z that holds every value in your computation, with a constant 1 sitting in its first slot. The whole system is a single equation, and the easiest way to hear it is one row at a time. Each row takes a weighted sum of the witness for its left side, takes another weighted sum for its right side, multiplies those two numbers together, and the result has to equal a third weighted sum. That is one multiplication per row and nothing more, which is all that rank 1 means. Stack the rows back together and you get the compact matrix form. A times Z, multiplied entry by entry with B times Z, has to equal C times Z. And that entry by entry product is called the Hadamard product. Addition is free. You fold it into the weights of one of those sums, but every multiplication costs you a whole row. And that is what makes Fibonacci the worst case for R1CS. The rule that each Fibonacci number is the sum of the two before it has no multiplication in it anywhere. So you have to manufacture one by taking that sum and multiplying it by 1. The witness vector starts with the constant 1, then lists the Fibonacci numbers in order. For each step the left row picks out the two previous numbers, the right row picks out the constant, and the output row picks out the next number, which comes to just 2 non-zero entries on the left and 1 on each of the other two. To verify, you do 3 sparse matrix vector products and 1 Hadamard product, and that is the whole check. The format is rigid, but the verifier is dead simple. R1CS lives under Groth 16, Marlin, Spartan, and Nova, where Nova uses a relaxed variant tuned for folding. In Rust, the big ecosystem is Arcworks, with Bellman and Bellpepper as the other major line, the one that Filecoin, Lurk, and Spartan 2 sit on. Plonkish, R1CS forces every row to be a degree 2 bilinear product, and every row carries a constraint. Plonk relaxed both of those, and the family of constraint systems that followed ended up being called Plonkish. You write your circuit as a table where each column has a type. Advice columns hold your secret witness, the part you commit to. Fixed columns hold setup data. Selector columns hold a 0 or 1 flag per row that says whether a given constraint fires on that row. A constraint is a polynomial over those cells, and it can read not just the current row, but also offsets above and below, where the offset is called a rotation. You multiply the whole constraint by a selector polynomial, and it fires only on rows where the selector is 1. On top of that, you get 2 more tools. Copy constraints, a permutation argument internally that lets you say this cell equals that cell without baking the relationship into the witness layout, and lookups, which force a value to come from a pre-computed table. For Fibonacci, you allocate 1 advice column called A, 1 selector called S, and 1 fixed column to hold the boundary values 0 and 1. And you define a single gate, the selector at the current row times the sum of advice at the current row plus advice at the next row minus advice at the row 2 ahead equals 0. That is 3 rotations of the same column wrapped in 1 selector, all in a single polynomial, with 2 copy constraints pinning A at row 0 to the boundary at row 0, and A at row 1 to the boundary at row 1. The resulting table fills the advice column with 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34 and 55 over 11 rows with the selector on for the first 9 rows and off for the last 2. Because the rotation to a head would otherwise read past the end of the table. The cost of all this flexibility is design effort. You pick the column layout, the custom gates, and which rotations make sense, and you watch the gate degree because bumping it from 2 to 3 roughly doubles prover cost. Column width, gate degree, and lookup usage all pull against each other, and balancing them is most of the work in writing a Planckish circuit. What you get in return is compact circuits for common operations, plus wiring through copy constraints that is almost free in your circuit's constraint count, not free in permutation argument cost, but free in the gate you actually write. Planckish is what Halo 2 runs on, along with its production fork Axon Crypto Halo Toolib, Planky 2, Ultra Planck, and many in-house variants. AIR, Planckish is still a two-dimensional table, and AIR is the same table viewed as a state machine that takes row by row, where rows are time steps and columns are registers. A transition constraint is a polynomial over a fixed window of row offsets that has to evaluate to zero on every window, and a boundary constraint pins a single cell to a fixed value. The window can be arbitrary in theory, but every real implementation, Planky 3, Winterfell, Risk 0, Kiro, and SB1, uses two consecutive rows for the standard API, for performance and proof size reasons. RAP, which stands for Randomized AIR with Preprocessing, adds randomized auxiliary columns tied to verifier challenges, logup adds lookups on top, and everything else stacks on the same core of trace plus transitions plus boundaries. Fibonacci in AIR uses two columns. Column A holds the current Fibonacci number, column B holds the next one, and you write two transition constraints between each row and the row after it. The first transition, the shift, says that at the next row minus B that the current row equals zero. The second, the sum, says that B at the next row minus the sum of A at the current row and B at the current row equals zero. Two boundaries pin A at row alpha to A and B at row alpha to 1. The trace then fails in row by row, 0 and 1, 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, all the way through to 34 and 55. Both transitions are linear, degree 1, because Fibonacci is a linear recurrence with no multiplication anywhere in the body. This is the one spot where the three visibly diverge. R1CS had to fake a multiplication by 1. Planckish ended up at degree 2 since the selector multiplies the linear body, and AIR stays at degree 1 with no fake multiplication to pay for. The cost of AIR is having to think in state machines, which fits anything that already looks like one. The way Risk 0 proves full Risk 5 execution as a randomized AIR, and is awkward for anything that does not tick row by row. Transition constraints see only two rows at a time, so anything spanning a larger window needs extra columns, periodic columns, or auxiliary state encodings. Stark-style AIR provers skip the trusted setup, which is the usual reason to pick them, but Stark proofs are typically much bigger than KZG-based Planck proofs and the verifier is slower, so the choice comes down to what you can afford where you deploy. AIR powers Kiro from Starkware, Winterfell, Planky 3, Riskthrow, and SB1 before version 6, the version called Turbo. SB1 version 6, codenamed Hypercube, has been on mainnet since February 9, 2026, and it swapped the FRI Stark backend for a jagged PCS multilinear IOP. But the per-chip constraint layer is still AIR. The paper is HEMO and others, ePrint 2025/917. Side by side, take the same Fibonacci with 10 steps through all three. In R1CS, you get a witness vector of size 12 and 9 bilinear constraints. Planckish turns that into an 11-row table with 3 columns, a single degree 2 gate, and 2 copy constraints. AIR lays it out as a 10-row trace with 2 columns, 2 transitions of degree 1, and 2 boundaries. The forms of the systems differ accordingly. R1CS is a times Z Hadamard B times Z equals C times Z. Planckish is a sum of gate expressions times selector polynomials equals zero. AIR is a transition constraint evaluated at the trace at x and at omega x equals zero. R1CS shows up under Groth 16 and Marlin, Planckish under Halo 2 and Planky 2, AIR under Winterfell, Planky 3, and Estuo. The degrees I quoted are specific to these Fibonacci circuits, not properties of the systems themselves. R1CS is always rank 1 by definition, Plonkish allows higher degrees, with Zcash Halo 2 computing the degree dynamically and Axiom Crypto Halo 2 defaulting to a max degree of 5 via an environment variable, and AIR allows arbitrary polynomial degree, with RealStart constraints usually at degree 2 to 3 or more. Nova uses a relaxed variant of R1CS tuned for folding. The answer in all three is the same. F(10) = 55. Can you unify the three? Kind of. A 2023 paper called CCS, short for Customizable Constraint Systems, generalizes all three by letting you specify a set of matrices and a multilinear combination over them, so R1CS, Plonkish, and AIR each fall out as special cases. Nova's follow-up, Hypernova, uses CCS as the underlying representation. In practice, though, you pick a stack and the stack comes with one of the three shapes built in, so CCS is more of an academic unifier than something you actually use day-to-day. Which one do you pick? Usually the stack picks for you, and the question is just what you are building. For a one-off snark over a small relation or a pairing-based crypto and a trusted setup are fine. R1CS via ArcWorks plus Groth 16 is what you get for free. For a production circuit like a bridge, a rollup, or a custom EVM precompile, Plonkish via Halo Toolib is the default, because the ergonomics, the ecosystem, and the audit history are all there. Anything that looks like a CPU executing instructions belongs in AIR, where Winterfell is the one to learn on and Plonky 3 the one for when you need performance, or you can skip writing circuits entirely and grab a ZK virtual machine like RISC-0, SP1, or Valida. And if you are learning, do all three. The repo writes Fibonacci in each, and going through the three implementations yourself shows the differences faster than reading papers about them does. What next? The next post goes back to step 5 of the roadmap, applying constraints to polynomials, and shows what happens when you feed one of these arithmetizations into FFT plus a commitment scheme. The trace becomes a polynomial that collapses to a single field element the verifier checks. Until then, the repo is the fastest way to build intuition. Pick the arithmetization that confuses you most, break the witness somewhere, and watch the soundness test catch you. If something looks off or you find a bug, ping me on Discord at rustarians.com/dc.